That brings us now to the 20th Psalm. And the 20th Psalm is not classed as one of the Messianic Psalms, but I've labeled it a Messianic Psalm because it's going to talk about him. And it's another wonderful prophecy of the Messiah and his work of redemption. I think it's very closely linked with the two Psalms, in fact, the Psalms that are going to follow now. And these Psalms were used in Israel, I think, in a liturgical way. And they were sung together, all of these through here. And some think they were chanted alternately by the leaders of worship, the Levites, and by the assembled worshipers. That is, it would be antiphonal. And this very wonderful psalm here, Bishop Horn has stated it like this, and this is a great prayer, this psalm. The church prayeth for the prosperity of the King Messiah, going forth to battle as her champion and deliverer, for his acceptance by the Father and for the accomplishment of his will. Now, Bishop Horn would have hit the nail right on the head if, instead of saying the church, he'd have said Israel or the remnant of Israel, because this is a psalm that really has to do with Israel. Notice how it begins, and it's a psalm that tells out the grace of God, too. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. That's when we want him to hear us, isn't it? And the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. And how did old Jacob get in? By the grace of God. And God never was ashamed to be called the God of Jacob. I'd have been ashamed of him. Maybe you would. God was not. But God saved him by grace. And already, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. What sanctuary? Your church? No. The sanctuary is yonder in Jerusalem, friend. That's where it was, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Now, maybe you aren't thinking of Zion, Illinois, and maybe Zion up in Utah, but that just is not the Zion that's mentioned here, and it's not your church or my church or anybody else's. Zion is Zion. I don't think anything could be clearer. You've got to be a theologian to miss this. It's so clear here, and how wonderful it is. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. This is wonderful. In the day of trouble that Israel will go through in the future, the church today, and the individual Christians, Selah. We said that means stop, look, and listen. Here's something for you to meditate on, something to think about in these days when there's so much of trouble, and it has a meaning, therefore, for us today. You see, a very wonderful meaning. And then as we move on down in this little psalm here, he says, grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. How wonderful it is here. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we'll set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now, he's going to hear the prayer of the Lord Jesus. Remember, he said that when he was here, that he always hears his prayer, always hears it. And he's the only one that he hears and answers, I think, all of them. And here we have this wonderful psalm, and here at the end, verse 9, save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. And the King is for Israel. He's our Savior today, and we pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior today. And this is a Hosanna, Jehovah, save, save, Lord, save Jehovah, Hosanna. This is a great Hosanna psalm. May God make it real to our hearts and give us a song today in our hearts.